I think as you go into the season and you're preparing, you know, you try to look ahead and move guys around, and might not be a ton of work, but just like, you know, we messed around a little bit during the preseason with Slauson playing center, and, you know, we had to use that in a game, and, you know, it's not like brand new. Sometimes there's a method to the madness, and it's next guy up attitude, and I think everybody knows one guy goes down, next guy has to step up. We kind of laughed about it. He goes, "You damn near tried to kill me during camp." And he had a ton of work during camp. And obviously things are a lot different in the pro game playing the center position than it is in college. And the more looks that he could get, and I didn't want to kill Monty during camp. And we got this young guy that we picked for a reason. Thought he was very close to being NFL ready, but there were a lot of things he had to learn, and you know, he started to melt a little bit during, like an ice cream cone during camp, because he got so much work, and it's paid off, and he's learning. There's so many little details. It isn't just who you block or how you block him. There's a pace to the game a little bit, and I think he's learned. And I thought he's played really well and matched up well against some good players. Well, you know, I look back like on Sunday's game, and he's upset about one, and it was a run, and, you know, it ends up being like a 2-yard run where it could have been, you know, a lot bigger run, and talked about it. But again, you're in the heat of battle, and we were moving the formation. We thought we could get him caught in a situation, which we did do, and we missed it one time. And the second time we hit it, and things work out. So he has a big role. And, you know, between him and Jay, they have to work well together. They got to play off one another, because the center has a series of calls that he has to make in the game. And then the quarterback can trump him, you know. And it's great when you see the two of them talking. It's like, what are you going over? He goes, "Well, I wanted to know why he changed me there. You know, did I do something wrong?" I go, "No, you're good. That's his job. He don't like what you did, he can fix it or change it, because he sees something different. So, and he's got better vision than you do." So it's fun seeing the two of them, and Jay's handled them really well. You know, you got a veteran quarterback and you got the rookie center, and they've worked well together, and I think they feel comfortable with one another. Well, again, you know, he got a late start. He did get a little bit of work in OTAs in the spring, and but it was kind of like just preparing in case something did happen. And then we made some moves roster-wise, and decided that we were going to do that. And I think, you know, he's hard on himself, and I'm hard on him. But he's a big boy, and he can take that, and he knows what's expected. And I think when you look at some of the progress, like a blitz we missed in the opener against Green Bay, we got that same blitz in the last game versus Detroit, and there was no issues. So there's a learning curve there. And, you know, from a technique standpoint, I think he needs to continue to improve. I think he knows that. But when you look at it from a production standpoint, he has produced better. And that's the bottom line, because it is production. Some of the details, things, you know, we all need to continue to improve.